Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7's Women's Roundtable, where we talk about women's issues on this Thursday, the 7th of January, 2020, broadcasting from my home in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has forced so many people to work from home. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah. In our program today, we are talking about what happened in the United States yesterday at the start of the Capitol Hill deliberations on satisfying the election of the president-elect Joe Biden. We are also going to discuss the Zimbabwe 30-day COVID-19 level 4 lockdown, which started on Tuesday, the 5th of January, 2021. Siyalambulela zihlobo kuhlelo lwethu lolamhlanje asihluzeni bomama emsakazweni weStudio 7, Boy Voice of America. Lapho esihlaziya izandlupe izangkathazelo ukuphumelela kwabesifazane kungolesine kunjenje mhla ka 7 Zibandlela 2021. Lamhlanje esisakaza kumbe ngithi ngisakaza ngisemzini wami eUpper Marlboro eMaryland kungenxa yobhubhane lolu olwe COVID-19 osolwenze abantu abaningi basebenzele emakhaya emzini yabo hathi eofisini kumbe kuma studios. Ikho ke asoze nthathe incingo zenu njengemvama kodwa ke sizaxoxa lalabo engenelise ukubathinta ecingweni kube njalo khona lapha kumabonakude. Igama lami Praxedes Jeremiah. Supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday, forcing the evacuation of the Senate as lawmakers counted electoral votes to certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November election. Videos of skirmishes outside the Capitol showed protesters tearing down rows of metal barricades around the building before confronting uniformed forces. Some breached the building's entrance, resulting in a violent, chaotic scene. Throngs of people pushed past police who were trying to block them from entering the Capitol Hill building. A mob breached security and successfully entered the building. The D.C. National Guard was activated. The expansion of military involvement only came after the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser requested that Guard's members be sent to the Capitol Hill after those on the ground had reported that they were overwhelmed. Now, President-elect Joe Biden came on television and condemned Mr. Trump for stoking the violence. He said, quote, "I call on the mob to pull back and allow the work of democracy to go forward," end of quote. Then after Biden's address, in a video meant to quell chaos at the Capitol Hill, President Trump repeated claims that the election he lost was stolen before telling his supporters, quote, "You have to go home now." The video came after the national leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, called on Mr. Trump to send his supporters home after violence had erupted at the Capitol Hill.
"I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to restore people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace."
That there was President Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America, trying to quell the chaos that had erupted between the police and his supporters. The protests didn't happen in Washington, D.C. only. As Congress convened in D.C. to certify the results of the presidential election, dozens of supporters of President Donald Trump also rallied in front of Los Angeles City Hall. They were all holding flags and carrying signs reading, "Stop the Steal." Members of the group stood along Spring Street, while others also circled the area in their vehicles. There were some skirmishes, clashes between those protesters and the law enforcement. Let's watch what happened in LA. Pane zvakaitika nezuro zvandandichataura zviya kuti tichatanga nekutarisa zvakaitika kuWashington DC pamwe chete nekuLos Angeles kuCalifornia. Apo vatsigiri vemutungamiri weUnited States President Donald Trump vakapinda nechisimba kudare reparamende reUS Capitol muWashington DC vachizvimanikidzira kuti vapinde mudare makange muri kutaurwa nezvenyaya kana kuti pakange pakuverengwa zvino mavhoti kekupedzisira mudare reparamende nevadare maseneti nevamwe vose vanenge vari mudare reseneti kuti vachinyatsotsinhidzira kuti President-elect Joe Biden vakanga vahwina zveshuwa muna November apo pakaitwa sarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika vachikwikwidzana navaDonald Trump vange varipo pachigaro kwemakore emana apfuura. Asi zvinhu hazvina kunyatsofamba zvakanaka sezvo kubva pakaitwa sarudzo iyoyo pakabuda zvakabuda musarudzo iyoyo zvichiratidza kuti vaJoe Biden vakanga vakunda mumasarudzo iyi. VaDonald Trump havana kuzvigashira. Vakaramba vachingoimba kuti vakabirwa. Vakabirwa mavhoti. Saka ngazvidzokororwe. Vakaenda kumatare. Zvikadii. Kusvikira zuva ranhasi. Chiregai iko zvinoizvi timbodzokera kuZimbabwe. Tinotarisa chirongwa icho chatanga sezvo kutaura kwandaita pakutanga kwechirongwa. Ndatinini tichange tichitarisa zvekare nyaya yechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19. As I said before, that we are not only going to talk about what happened in the United States yesterday, but we are also going to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic. So the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe reports that it had 610 new cases of COVID-19 as of the 6th of January 2021, which was last night or yesterday, which brought the accumulated number of cases since the outbreak of the pandemic in the country to 17,804, including 11,966 recoveries, as well as 431 deaths. Zvino zviri kunetsa kuZimbabwe ikoko kuti vanhu isi zvikuru sei madzimai vange vachibhalansa pakati pekuti vanoshandira mhuri yavo sei kuti vawane chikafu nekuti handi vese vari pamabasa, vamwe vakatorasikirwa nemabasa. Ruzhinji rweZimbabwe vanhu vaya vanoshandira vanoshandisa maoko avo kuzvishandira. Saka kana paitwa lockdown kudai, madzimai ndiwo anotakura mutoro wakaomarara wekuti zvino mhuri inodyei, vana vachaenda kuchikoro nei, iwo mapipii acho ekutenga mamaski, zvinhu zvese zvinongowira pamafudzi emudzimai amai. Iko zvine zvichiregai ndichi ndiunza mudariro munyarikani wedu wezuva ranhasi vanova ivo mai Fiona Sikiwe Pfukwa kuti vatitsananguriro kuti ivo semunhukadzi anoitawo mabata anoitawo mabasa ekungobata bata apo nepapo vachingoraramisa mhuri yavo zviri kuvabata sei madzimai muZimbabwe kuti vararame pasi pe 30 day COVID-19 level 4 lockdown. Mai Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa, tinokugamuchirai pachirongwa.
Ndinyavonga, ndinofara nokutindawo yapachirongwa. Ndinofara kumandikokwa.
Zvakanaka. Ngatitarisei kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei muZimbabwe pari zvino. Pane COVID-19 level 4 lockdown yakatanga nemusuwe chipiri. Iri kubata-bata sei vanhukadzi? Ngatitangirei pamuri chaizvo. Imimi ngatitsanangurire kuti muri mudzimai akaita sei, ari mubhizimusi, ari kuita basa rei rekuzviraramisa. And then tozoenda pakuti zviri kubata-bata sei imimi nevamwe vanhukadzi.
Inini ndinoita zvakawanda-wanda. Tisi vana dhobha-dhobha vemuno muHarare. Chese chamuka chekuseka tinotengesa. Ungaudzira zvezvevana, ungava zvechikoro, tiri kufamba famba nguva iyoyo, ndo chatinodi chatinotengesa. Ende ndiwo mararamiro edu kwenguva yakareba. Zvamunoziva kuti informal sector ndiyo yakabata nyika. Saka paunenge uchizwa kuti pari kuita mari apa, ndo paunopinda. Ari kudawo mari. Achino utenga business, uchipuwa percentage, achiwa uchipuwa percentage, unongo garuka mchiro osha, anenga auya nazvo, as long as the business proposal, ichibudisa pundu. Asi, ndapatanga COVID, ningati gorera kapera. Tanga tine tarisiro yekuti zvino chinji. Asi gorera kapera, takatanga 3 months. Tikabva mu3 months, tikapinda, tikazvipedzisira tatozvona tapinda muna December. Maria tinenge takachengeta akoma semakore ese inopera mwana anorwara achada mushonga chinhu chese chiri mumba chiri kuda kutengwa mitengo iri kukwira zuva nezuva hatina tichati informal sector agriculture ndiyo yakatibata musana wedu wemuno munyika unobva mukurima varimi chaivo kuti vatenge zvokuisa pasi kana usiri kufamba usiri kudyara mvura iri kunaya zvese zvinoda kuti zvive nemishonga inokontrola zvirwere zvakawanda zvese zvinobva mukurima izvozvi tiri kutaura ndisaenda tombabva kuna December izvozvi ndiri kutaura kuti varimi vavharirwa ndandiri kumbare nhasi mapotatoes angachita $10 3 days ago sagara kuita $15 madomasi zvinhu zvakazara kumbare uku hakuna vanhu vari kutenga kwakazara mapurisa vanhu havasi kufamba saka kurarama chaiko kuti tidye domasi kana usina mugadheni hapana mararamiro aoku gadheni racho unoriita sei mvura yanga ichinesa mvura yatozotava kuna yeye zvinozvo domasi rinotora 3 months kuti ribereke saka tisatamboenda kure ndiri munhu wechikadzi chokuisa papoto ndinenge ndinacho asi handina domasi handina onyeni handingainge nenyama yega ine mafuta inoda kuperekezwa hupfu hwacho unavo ko vari kumusha vari kurarama nei tambenge tichitobva mudraut gore rakapera tanga tisina kutomborima zvakakwana saka semunhukadzi tisi tiri kunyanyobatwa zvakanyanya zvakanyanyisa ana baba vanogona kubuda asi ini ndinosara nevana ndandine vana vaviri vanga vari kunyora mwe akanyora zvakanaka Cambridge anyora ari kunyora zimsek vanobvira gore rakapera vachiverenga vari mumba vamba vachida maextra lessons ndakachibhadhara maextra lessons anyora wecambridge ari nanakamirira marisult fungai uyo wegore rakapera mentally anenge akazvivharira mumba thereis so much anxiety mwana uti tinovhura dhoor uchingovhura dhoo arikungobvuza nai mama saka marisult achabuda rini nai mama that mental confusion kungovhiringika kwepfungwa kwemwana iyeye ini wacho handisitombori stable andisudza kuti mangwana chakwanisa kudya here. Mari yandaive nayo yapera mukudya. Ndichiti gore rino zvichaita zviri nani. Hapana chiriranho chekuita. Nokuti tinenge tine tanga tine tarisiro. Zvino ichaita zvakanaka. Zvino COVID yacho lockdown zvayatanga muna January ako. Saka tinosvika zvedhisemba.
Hazvisi kutombozikanwa kuti zvichapera pai uye weni. Saka imi munoona kuti malockdown aya akanaka here, anoshanda here kudzivirira kupararira kweCOVID-19?
Kushanda anoshanda akoma. Nokuti dai tisina kuita lockdown asiye, ndofunga dai tiri pakaoma. Ende dai takaviga vanhu zvakanyanyisa. Ende ndiri kuona kuti kufa kwevanhu neCOVID gore rino ndingati mwedzi uno. Panyanya nokuti munoziva kuti mahotel emuno muZimbabwe, marizot ese, matourism resort ese, anga akadzikisa mapraizes. Vanhu vanga vakazara Victoria Falls. Vanhu vanga vari kukarika. Vanhu vanga vari kunyanga. Saka zveshuwa mukana takauvhurira chirwere chikapinga. Ende pane zvino tinongokurira tese, mumwe akati chakufamba nemhepo kunge flu, mumwe akati chakuita sei. Saka chaunza chirwere chaicho chaicho hatisi kutizira. Asi ndofunga from holiday yese, December yese iyi, takavhura gonhi, chirwere chikauya chikapeta rusere. Chamo.
Kunodoka kwezuva remusi wechipiri, takaona nhamba dzevanhu dzichikwira vakanga vawanikwa vaine coronavirus pavakavhenekwa neve Ministry of Health, yakava pa 1365. MuHarare chete makanga muine 777. Chii chaizvo chaizvo chamunoona kunge chakakwidza uwandu hwevanhu kudai?
Kufarisa kwatakaita, kurelaxa kwatakaita, takapombonoka pafesi season. Takafarisa. Ende namba dzekutaurwa idza kumambudzi wangu unenge uri wekuti makatesta, vakatestwa, vakakwanisa kutesta. Kuna testa inini pachezvangu, ndakaenda kunotesta neyangu mari inokuda. Handiti $60, so far ndaenda kaviri $120. How many households in Zimbabwe can afford to go for testing? Saka vatestwa apa vatestwa kupi? Kune kwemahara here kuri kutestwa? Vatestwa zvaita sei? Ko vari mudzimba vasina kutestwa vangani?
Chokwadi.
Vari kurwara zvatinotaura nhasi. Vari kuzvirapa vega vari muisolation. Vangani? Zvese izvozvo zviri kuenda kuna amai vari mumba, vane vana. Vane vana vari kutya kuti mama ndikangorwara papahuro ndaane COVID. Ndikakosora mama ndaane COVID. Ndikangonzwa pachesi pachirwadza mama ndaane COVID. Mutoro wose uri kudzoka kunani?
Namai.
Vacho vari stable here. Taive nemacounseling echannel. Dai mhanya ndoenda kuchechi ndoenda kucounseling ndoti inini wacho samai dzangu dziri dzese. Mai ndio vane mutoro wakadarisa munhu wese.
Saka izvino izvi vari mudzimba ana mai vari kubatsirikana sei nedzipi nzira sezvo machechi akavharwa, kuna ana china hakuchaendwa. Madzimai vari kubatikana sei?
Ndosaka ndati amai ndo vari kunyanya kubatikana. Machannels ese aishandisa when everything was normal, zvese zviri right, akavharwa kuenda kushamwari. Ina handitodi munhu anoyapa dhopa angu asina kugwa. Handitodi, ndinotonyarara because ndinoona ndiri kutotya kuti anoya kuzondoona anondvigira chirwere. Handitoboda mweyo. Ndinotovhara maketeni kuipo. Takuita munhu watanga tisina nenyaya yekutya. Hatisi tiri vanhu vatanga tiri nenyaya yekutya. Ende nhasi chero munhu akauya chiti ndokumbirawo mari yechikafu, inini wacho handina. Takunyima tane unhu hwatanga tisina. Ende hapana zvatiri kungoita, tiri kungoendawo pasocial media tongonzi kunatira. Nasi ndatoona imwe yanga ichifamba yanzi nachira nezvakati zvisingabvumirwe. Unotomwira zvese zvese zvamuka. Mucha uri kuda kupona. Maremoni acho madhuriro ari kuita. Jinja yacho, garlic yacho. Kunatira kwacho hatizoni zvati kunatira zvinei zvino hazvisi kuti kwadza here. Ko kana COVID yazopera. Maefekti ezvinhu zvese. Muchuke yakagore riyana takambodya fanga. Ezvo zvingatitarisa vana vedeparesheni yeti nemazitumu. Hatichaziva takaita kuti tiite zvese izvozvo. Kuda ndiyo fanga iya. Ndozvatakuita izvozvo. Mahome remedies atiri kuti hatisudzia efekti yacho. Tiri kunatira mapaketi eplastiki. Hatisi kuziva kuti plastiki haisi kuti afekta here nokupisa kwainenge ichiita. Saka zvese zvatiri kuita mangwana zvinogona kuzotikanganisazve. Tiri kungoti chese chamuka inyama.
Chokwadi, chokwadi. Hoti ke sichaphele ngale siye esindebeleni. Wena njengomama osakhulayo, kuliphatha njani kumbe ngithi uhlelo lolu olwe COVID-19 level 4 lockdown oluqalise ngolwesibili uliphethe njani abesifazane?
Abesifazane siphathekile and siphathekele kakhulu ngoba yithe sigcina ihondo, yithe sikhangela ihondo sisela kubaba kusiye ebantwaneni. Isihlobo nxa wendile nguwoya kungumama emulile naleyo. Umuntu abe funa ukwelatshwa ufuna kumama. Umuntu ofuna lokhu ufunela kumama. And umama usephathekile ngoba khathesi asisasebenzi. Nezinto esasizithengisa izinto zonke thina kasila manufacturing phela lapha eZimbabwe. Into yonke ivele eChina. IChina kulethi izinto lapha i-freight isidabulile times 2 times 3. Kulethi izinto eSouth Africa asibhoti ivalile. Nabomalayitsha labasangeni. Abasangeni lula. Izinto zonke sezingena kukhokhokhokho nesezibuya ama-prizes sendayo. Esekhwelile. Akhathe siyathengisa ezinayo. Akusela muntu osethenga isigqoko, akusela muntu osethenga ingwane, akusela muntu osethenga nomintu yomntwana. Khathe sitsho imali yonke sisiye kudleni. Isisiye kuthengeni khona omogarlic, ojinja. Izinto esisebenzise ukuthi sisize lapha esisendlini. And sesesaba nokuthi umuntu angakhwehlela. Siye esibhedlela. Ubususasaba ukuthi ngesibhedlela yathule COVID. ECOVID khona lesibhedlela kulapho kufa khona abantu abaningi kwezidlule endlini. Ingxe lapho eselatshwa khona lapho esezivele sithatha yona iCOVID yankhona. So umuntu uthi khona ngumama akhathe siphatheke okwedlulisileyo. And abafazi ababe bekhangela abantwana ababhala ama-exams, abafuna ukubhala ama-exams, i-exam eqalise umnyaka ophelileyo ngayikapheli. Abanye sebelahla amaphepha ngikhona kuya kwi-exam sebestress abantwana. Izinto zakhona zimangazi, yathi ukuhambelana mangazi, zethu izinto kazimangazi. And i-COVID-19 le lockdown yesibili le, besikhangelela ukuthi lo nyaka kuzayo. Then umnyaka ophele iqalise ngoMashi, khathesi siqalise ngoJanuwari. So siyakwazi ukuthi izaphela. Le mithi yona le abathi khona bayayilungisa, bayayikhangela khona ngale ngaphandle kwamashi. Thina balapha basikhangele nje dathi sesesaba. Ngoba sezikuthi HIV yalungisa ngapha kuthi izokulala thina abantu abamnyama. Yona imithi abafuna ukusipha yona eripa. Ngoba bengikhangela namhla lami kwi-intanethi ngibona amanye kuthiwa khona not for US use, not for EU use. Ezabiya ngapha e-Afrika iyabi njani?
Iyabi njani.
Ithatha kuphala ngubani. And yona imithi esiyithathayo. Ethathe 3-4 months ukuthi ilungise. Eminye yathatha iminyaka leminyaka ukuthi ilungise. Siyazi njani ukuthi ayisiphambanisi. Umuntu ufuna ukudla, ukhayi kubaba ukuthi ufuna ukudla, uthi mama. Ikhanda ngibamhlungu ithi uthi mama. Kana singqeda khonapha nyabe sengisengutsheni sengizembathisile sengisithi khona lokho kubhaliwe konke sengisithunyuse. Nangalunge sengisithunyusela, ngapha kakhona kawatshi.
Kodwa yona i-lockdown ibona ngani iyanceda yini ukwehlisa ukumemetheka kokuthelelwana kwe-COVID-19?
I-lockdown iyanceda okunzima ngoba iyasinceda kunyaka ophekileyo. Into esihluphile yukuthi ngekhisimusi lapha sakholisa sedlulisi. Sakhohlwa sasesicabanga ukuthi umkhuhlane lo kawusekho. Umkhuhlane lo wasememetheka and ukhona liyabazi and esilawa ezindlini. And asikaqali And then kunzile kukonekwe sezvinisa ngova amahoje resorti vefubeni avakati vesevictoria falls vesekaripa vesenyanga nguva mapaizizi vehaskai avati vahambe vakotesa vati vukutani kona and avati vakwesena vesezinzini vana mafulu vese ava ndokuvesibhedhlela ndevese ava kukuma katete vatisakoni kuti lockdown yese sezavantu vatsvuna ukuguli flu yerane yese sezavantu vatsvuna uri kona avati vese ava kuvesibhedhlela nguva vangavanja vanaedu kuendlini sevesesa vati voke vafele sibhedhlela nguva vonga vasileo vafele vesesibhedhlela.
Nxa singakhangela sibone ngemva kwekhefu lekhisimusi lelo mnyaka omutsha ikakhulu sikhangele yona leyi iviki ngolwesibili kube le nani eliphezulu kakhulu elethusayo labantu abahlolwe batholakala bele-COVID-19 kube labantu abangaba yinkulungwane lamakhulu amathathu ayedlula amakhulu amathathu 1365 eHarare kuphela edolobheni leHarare kwatholakala amakhulu phose atho kwaminembili 777 kobulawayo laye lalandela iHarare kuthi ngezinyanga ezedluleyo ngathi kuqalisela ngolwezi kusiya kumpalakazi sisiya khathesi kuzibandlela eMathebeleland North, Mathebeleland South, leBulawayo. Inombolo inani langkhona kade lokho liqonga, liqonga, liqonga. Kube kusiba engxenye lensuku ezimbili ezintathu, inani liqongile kakhulu. Ubona ngani sibisibili kubangelwa yini?
Umntathu wethu singazikhangele amanombolo wakhulu okhuluma ngawo. Malutshwane kakhulu ngoba uhulumende bona laba abathestiweyo nabemfunuba kazi ukuthi bababambe njani baningi abantu abangakhwanisiyo ukuyathesta nahamba ngakathestisa kabili imali engayibhadaleyo khonapho wa-320 inani labantu abasezimbabwe bakwanisa ukuyathesta kunendawo yini ethestwa abantu free so iinumba ezikhona ezithestiweyo zithestiwe kuhambe njani ngoba abantu abaningi abakathesti yikho kutshengisa ukuthi inumba iqongile ukwedlula inumba eliyikhona and into esisenza abantu bahlale ezindlini ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi inumba ekhulunyweyo leyo intutshwane abantu abagulayo baningi kwedlula inumba ekhulunyweyo and into eyenza ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uqonge yikuthi ikhisimusi yathi sibuyile abantu bajabula bedlulile ngokwenza inamba ziqona and siyakwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane ukhonezo and abantu sebesesaba ukuphuma angikhona ukuthi i-lockdown yenza abantu bazivalela kathesi kathesi ukuthi le muntu uselesihlobo usele muntu okwaziyo omaziyo ukuthi yagula mina bengilo ufazi kabhudi wamade egula past 2 weeks les esendlini abantwana bahamba bayathesta ubhudi wam hamba wayathesta baphuma bonke bengelacovid but umfazi ekhona esendlini self-isolation ngoba laba abahamba bayathesta ngoba babe le mali yakhona abangaleyo benzani ezindlini and inani labantu abasezindlini abale-covid baningi kwedlula inamba lezi ezithestileyo ngakule ithuba lokuthi uhulumende athesta abantu mahhara besiyamangala abantu baningi
beliza kwedlula nyala ye ikho-ke wena ukhuthazana ukuthi enanana ngesimo esinje umama kuthiwa ngesingisi catch-22 situation ufuna ukunakekela imuli ngapha njalo ufuna ukulandela iziqondiso ze-lockdown ukuze angathatheli i-COVID-19 ungabhalansa njani ngokubili ngalezi
nsukuakunabhalansaonzo
akusela maclub akusela mbuthano yokuthi uza kuyathela amacebo kwabanye omama
kuhle kubi khathesi sekule nto othiwa khona ithiwa yibhonding ngesikhiwa lifuna lingabantwana khathesi selikhuluma selixoxa selicabana lilungisana lisezindlini hakuna veiri and ukafuna kupuma kuti woti mpume pano uzabuya nawo umkhuhlane into enhle nge-lockdown lengeke ukuthi uyakwanisa ukuhamba emashop uyakwanisa ukuhamba emsikeni eseduzane lawo but ukugqoka imaski khathesa kuqambelala amanga kasigqokeni imaski kasigezeni izandla kasenzeni khona kathi esasikwenziwa kudala kuzembathisa iy'ngubo sizithunisele sizenzeni ama-home remedies silawo siyawazi asencede abaningi ngoba la imithi yesikhiwa yangikhona yena le isuke ezintweni esilazi ezindlini zinalesi amahlamvu amagwava amalemoni ama-avocado pea amamango asinatheni asikwazi ukuthi sizasilelana but umuntu kahlale ukuhamba kube kulutshwane
awukwazi kwasizingulule uyathatha lokhu lalokhu ya siphatheke udaba lwe-vaccine libona ngani ngokuphathwa kwalo msebenzi ngokuphuma kwayo isikhona lapha emazweni athuthukileyo kubomelika bo-UK lamanye amazwe athuthukileyo ubona ngathi izafika na eZimbabwe ngokuphangisa
mina ngikwami njengomfazi ose-Afrika angikafuni ukuthi ifike kasikafikani kabayithathe bona kuqala sibone ukuthi izabenzayo izabafikisayo sathini ukuyithatha siza kufa futhi ngayo basoke basiphe futhi imijoti siyelatshe ngayo abaqale bona bathathe sibone ukuthi iyabafikisayo ngaso kukubi sizayithatha noma sifuna singafuni kodwa kabaqale bona bayithathe
ukukwenza omama babe ngabantu alolunya awusafuni ukuvakatshelwa awusafuni ukuvakatha kodwa ke ngezinye indlela njengokutsho kwakho sokulinika ithuba lokuthi libhonde njengemuli ubaba lomama kodwa ke ngasikhathi sinye kunemibiko ephumayo ethi kulokuhlukunyezwa kwabomama kulokuhlukunyezwa kwabantwana ezindlini livalelene linjani suke wezwa nalo ludaba
ye khathesi nge-lockdown yesikole abantu abaningi balele kwalanasibaningi amadoda amaningi alembazi yophesa abantu abaseduze nalo amadoda aphumile into leyi kayilula inezinto ezimbi ebuye nazo eziningi and abantwana anti emini la uya kuphume kumbe uyethengani yayenzani abantwana ebusuku bayaphuma abantwana bazithwela abaningi ade bengafanelanga bazithwala abantwana abancane ama-form 3 ama-form 2 ngoba akusela entertainment at least ngapha emadorobheni kungcono and nasithi emadolobheni angithi ukuthi noma emalokithini kwezinye indawo emadolobheni lapho abathuthukileyo abathuthuke khona kulama-inthanethi at least abantwana bahamba kwi-inthanethi abasemalokithini batshona besenza benga kungela abantu endleleni so izinto ezimbi eziningi zenzakala kuma-lockdown zenzakala kuma-lockdown and kuzisa ubuhlungu
yeah
ibuye izinto ezimbi eziningi
yeah but at the same time there is a catch-22 situation women and mothers how are they able to balance the two maintaining social distancing just not violating the lockdown regulations, trying to adhere to them, but at the same time, they have to look after their families. Economically, the economy at the moment is not really good in Zimbabwe or the world over, really. How are they coping and balancing the two?
It's very difficult to balance the two at the moment. And starting, our Zimbabwean economy is agro-based. Everything that we have starts from agriculture. As a woman farmer, you want to go to the fields. You have a woman in the urban areas. That's where most of the abuse now happens, because they are no longer at one place. And traveling at the moment, especially this lockdown, which is like the first lockdown we had in March, traveling is very difficult. You can't even move to the farm. Produce rots in the field. Insects, herbicides are difficult to even get to the field. Insects are destroying crops. Herbs are also destroying produce. Therefore, in the end, the produce is poor. Transporting produce to the city is very difficult. I'll tell you of a scenario that I had this morning. I went to Mbare today, wanted to buy potatoes that were only $10 just about 3-4 days ago. Today, that pocket is going for $15. And how much does an average Zimbabwean earn? Tomatoes were rotting. It's just a mess. Garbage is not being picked up. Diseases. You know, as Zimbabwe, we are prone to typhoid, dysentery. Other diseases are also to be opportunistic diseases due to COVID. So there is a lot. We are in a very difficult position right now. The economic channels are all disrupted. Projects is not even moving. People from Murewa can't even bring their produce into town. So now imagine how many people are snapping produce in the evening and handling it unhygienically. So right now, COVID itself is also creating other atomic bombs, yeah, health-wise.
Yeah. I've also seen of late in the past 3 months, starting from November last year up to January, we've seen numbers from the statistics input by the Minister of Health. We've seen numbers rising in Matabeleland, North and South, and Bulawayo. And of late in January, we have seen numbers rising in the Harare Metropolitan. What could be causing that?
During the first season, I think Zimbabwe went on overrides in entertainment. We had relaxed and we celebrated early the diminishing of COVID, not knowing that we were harnessing COVID into our families and into our community. The tourism sector in Zimbabwe has been affected the past year, and I'm sure the government wanted to boost the tourism industry, and prices went to half the cost of what they usually charge. And Zimbabweans went haywire. They were everywhere. Tourist resorts were full capacity. And people were out partying in numbers. Just one instance that went viral in Bari. But everywhere, there was fanfare. So the fact that people went on overrides, enjoying themselves and having fun over the festive season was a catastrophe. And they're only talking of numbers that are high in metropolitan Harare. What about other city centers? We do not have the means to test properly. Not even a quarter of our population has been tested, because people have to pay $60. And that is the salary that most civil servants are earning per month. I went for testing in the past 3 months twice, and I paid $120. How many households in Zimbabwe can afford that? So those that are tested, who paid for their testing? And when were they tested? Critical moments when they're in hospital, they now need ventilators. What about those at home that are afraid and anxious and will not go out there and get tested? So the number that you're talking is very limited and very minimum compared to the real numbers that are out there. And the people are aware, because every household, one way or the other, has been affected or infected. My own sister-in-law was not well just several days ago. My nephew went for testing, they became negative. My brother was negative. My sister-in-law tested positive. Imagine how much they spend for testing. And how many households in Zimbabwe can get? So that to me is just a very, very trivial number.
It's a drop in the ocean.
Yes.
Now, even coming to self-isolation, you have a four-room house in the Mbaru, in the high-density suburbs. If you are tested and you are positive, how are women self-isolating in such conditions?
That is very impossible. I'm talking of my sister-in-law was in the house with children who are all below 7 years old. And there are two of them. She does not have a maid now over COVID. She was looking after those kids. She was looking for those kids. How do you self-isolate? It's impossible. We are surviving by God's mercy.
By the grace of God, honestly.
Yes, that's divine intervention. But we can't. Just a few hours ago, there was a story where police hit a child with a barrel stick at the back because the mother was trying to feed for the family. And that child died. It shows there's not so, when you go to the emergency suburb, there's not so isolation, there's no social distancing because they choose. People want to get into shops and want produce. And you can't self isolate like that. It's impossible. Even when you want transport, Zuko. But right now, the nice thing about this lockdown is that you don't travel. You don't move. It's just within your community.
Now, looking at the human rights violations, there's been so many cases of domestic violence.
That's really what is
going on when we are in self-isolation.
COVID has come with a lot of negative effects. A lot of abuse. You're a farmer, you're a woman farmer, you've got a farm out in the Bundu there. You want to go and tend to your crops, your animals. You leave your children at home. In the locations, in the rural areas, there is no entertainment, there is no internet. People just, children are, it's so pathetic because the early pregnancies are in overdrive. Abuse is so immense. Divorces are high. I know friends that have husbands that have left them because their husbands can't cope. Because it just doesn't affect your pocket. It also affects you mentally. There's going to be a lot of mental diseases and mental illnesses after this. Because emotionally, counseling routes and counseling ways that we used to use normally when there is no COVID are all shut. There is no church. There is no community. We are people who believe in extended family. You could go to aunt, you could go to uncle. Right? Nobody, no one wants anybody at the house. Whom do you go and report to? Whom do you talk to? I can't afford data to talk to my sister every day on the phone or to my friends on the phone every day. There is no money. I'd rather save that money for food or for concoctions that I will use for COVID when it strikes. So there's a lot of not only physical abuse but emotional abuse.
As well, yeah. We've run out of time, but your last word of encouragement to all the women out there in Zimbabwe and the world over.
As women, especially women in Zimbabwe, we've been through so much. We are survivors. We will survive this. COVID will come to an end. And let's use the concussions that everybody has been telling us they went. Let's put on our masks. Let's keep our families indoors. Because COVID is real. Thank you.
Amazo akho ukugcina o enkuthazo kwabanye omama.
Abantu abakazi beZimbabwe siqinile, sihambe indlela ezibuhlungu ezihlabayo and siphume sinqobile. kukovid nakusidanuwa ngasenzele sikutshela siyakwazi okhokho bethu babesila njani khonoko sikutshela sasikukhangelela phansi asibuyeleni siyekusebenzisa kuzasenza sinqobe silila bafazi ezimbabwe kasigqokeni imaski kasihlaleni endlini kasigcineni iingcindi zethu zisendlini icovid kayibuyi siyayithatha so kasekeleni ukuyayithatha sihlale phansi.
Mazwi enyu ekukurudzira mamwe madzimai sezvo takatarisana nedambudziko kudai tinenge tichingoda kungokurudzirana nekuti ii zvakaoma ende gore rino racho ra2021 tanga tichiti 2020 ngabheta aende asi 2021 wacho abva atanga muna January. Mazwi ekuridziro
mukadzi vemuzimbabwe takashinga tiri vafundi ende tichakunda 2008 sembo tiri kudya saka sekukunda kwakaita 2008 tichakunda asi ngatidzokerei muchinyakare chedu ngatishandisei zvinhu zvataiudzwa zvatinoziva zvaishandiswa nana mbuya vedu ngatinatirei munozviziva zvekunatirwa zvinoshanda asi chinhu chikuru ndechekuti covid haiuye covid tinoenda kunoitora saka ngatigarei pasi nevana mudzimba tipfeke mamasi tinopona masazenyaka dzipabaya.
Aiwa tinotenda maipfukwa nekuridzira yamaita uye nekutipa nguva pastudio 7 pawomen's round table. Ngatikurukurei madzimai asi nhluzeni vomama tichikurukura nezvakatarisana nemadzimai. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Aiwa maita basi.
Asiyambonga kakhulu unkosikazi Fiona Snikiwe Fukwa ebe lesikhathi esihle kakhulu sokuthi sixoxe ngokudibana labesifazana eZimbabwe phansi kohlelo loli oloyi-COVID-19 lockdown i-level 4. Ndange ndiri kutaura namai Fiona Snikiwe Pfukwa avanovaivo mudzimai ari mubhizimusi vanongobata-batawo vachitsanzira vachipandera mhuri yavo kuti inge ichirarama. Tinotenda zvikuru kuti mauya pachirongwa chedu chanhasi. Kwakwamanjeke woti ngitate ithuba lele lokunika abesifazane vaseZimbabwe lavo avaloke bephethwele nzima ukuthi banakekele izimuli zabo phansi kohlelo lolu ole-COVID-19 30 days ele-level 4 ele-lockdown. Asizweni bezikhulumela bodwa.
Salubonani mahlabezulu. Lo okhulumayo nguJotina Lusinga, yena ohlala enjube kuwat of kobulawayo engumunye wama-vendors. Nxa sikhangele indlela iCovid ebuye ngayo isuke yasiphambanisa kakhulu emsebenzini yethu thina esiphila ngokuzithengisela. Mina njengomama ozimele yedwa kusuke kwaba nzima kakhulu konade kuvele kunzima ngenxa yokuthi bengithembele khonapha as a widow. Mina ngiyiwido, yimi umama, yimi ubaba. Bengiziphilisa, okokuqala bengiphila nge-preschool. I-preschool ithe ivalwa, kubuya i-lockdown, kwathiwa sivale with immediate effect, savala last year yonke. Kwaba nzima ke, sesihleze emakhaya, ungathela lapho ongathola khona isenti yokuthi abantwana bavuke be khangele labo ukuthi umama uzazizamela njengoba ilanga liyabe liphuma. Kusuke impilo yaba nzima kakhulu sihlezi. Ngaze ngaqala enye iproject entsha yokuthi ngabe ngafundela ukwenza ama-vaseline lama-drink ngaqalisa ukuthi ngizame ukuthi ngiphile ngakho but bekunzima kunjalo ngoba lapho kuthengiswa khona izinto ngapha kufunakala i-foreign currency thina i-foreign currency siyabe singalayo awuthengisa uyenzima so kusuke kwaba nzima emsebenzini wami kakhulu ukuthi ngizathini uyabutholi ungathengisa kathesi usuthengisela ukuthi uthenge itamatisi lokudla kathesi awula saving awulayo ukuthi next meal uzayibona ha so impilo isuke yaba nzima kakhulu kithi yona le ngaqasa ukupheka amavaselini njengoba liyawabona amavaselini lamadrinki kodwa kube nzima kunjalo kusafilte kakhulu thina njengabantu abangabomama umama olabantwana kumele sidle ngaba kumele angasiphume kumele sibhalele izincwadi nxa siphuma kodwa kube nzima ukuthi lapho sithola khona izincwadi lezo bakunika once incwadi lesebenza khonapho same day sasa sokumele uyebhalelwe enye incwadi ngoba nisabe ngifuna ukuthi ngibe ngingena etown ngidinga into zami leziyani ngapha etown angivunyelwa ukungena so i-COVID ingi-affecte kakhulu ebhizinisini yami bengingalawo ama-savings ngoba lokhu esikwenza i-hand to mouth uthengisa ufake emlonyeni uthengisa ufake emlonyeni ugcina vele usala ungalalutho manje sesingasayenzi lutho eyi impilo yaba nzima kakhulu i-government yake yasithembisa ukuthi iyasinika ama-cushioning fund of which ibisinika 600 bondi esayithola kanye yona yayithi ezosinika for amanyanga zonke ze-covid of which le 600 yakhona ayilaa nto eyithengayo ithenga 10 kg yempuphu sokuphelele khonapho the rest kuzozibona ngapha awulandlu uyaloja umastanda ufuna imali yakhe and kube nzima kakhulu kube yi-challenji kimi kakhulu enkulu nakathesi ukuthi ngivuke kubhizinesi ukuthi ngiqalise ukwenza ibhizinesi i-capital yakhona angiselayo angisayitholi so heyi kungi-affecte kakhulu 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 kakhulu
uyo angari mumwe mudzimai wekubulawayo achitsanangudzawo zvaari kusangana nazvo iko zvino apo Zimbabwe iri pasi pechiurongwa hwe 30 days yeCOVID-19 level 4 lockdown anga achingoti tiri kungoraramawo ko zvinotodii uye zvinonetsa kuti titi ngapasaitwe lockdown yacho nekuti inotidzivirirawo kubva kuti titapurirwe chirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 asiwo takagara mudzimba kudaro zvinonetsa kuti tiwane chikafu chekupa vana tiwane kuriritira mhuri dzedu takagara kudzimba sezvo ruzhinji rwavo ruri vanhu vanongozviitira mabasa emaoko ekutengesa tengesa vachinotengesa miriwo vachitengesa zvakadaro daro vamwe vanotoenda kunana Botswana nekunana South Africa kunohodha kuti vange vachitengesa kana pamaflea market bounowo zvekare mumwe mudzimai anorarama nekutengesa achitaurawo zvaari kuona pasi peurongwa hwelockdown ihwo
ibizo lami ngupretty mpofu ngihlala kobulawayo ngingumama ophila ngokuzisebenza ehoda ethengisa ngaphandle kwamazwe ukuze ngikwanise ukuwondla imuli engingakutsho njengomama ozisebenzayo olabantwana oyisingle mother engiphila ngokuthi ngithengise ukuze abantwana badle baphinde njalo bahambele esikolo engingakutsho yikuthi i-lockdown leyi eyakhathesi ingizwise ubuhlungu kakhulu ngesizathu sokuthi besisanda ukuphuma kuholiday lathi sibe lokuspenda kakhulu kuholiday abantwana befuna ukudla ezimnandi abantwana befuna impahla sesikhangelela ukuthi njengoba sesiphumile kuholiday umnyaka siqala sizasebenza sithengise ukuze sikwanise ukuthi sibise lokho esikusebenzise ngeholiday sokuvuka sokuthiwa i-lockdown amabhoda kuyikuthi ebengakathathi isikhathi eside evuliwe sesikhangelela ukuthi sesake siphumule ukube siwoda ngokuphathisa abanye abantu lathi sikwanise ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthola incwadi zama-COVID certificate sizichaphele umngcele wokuyawoda izinto zethu sibuye sithengise ngapha ngendlela elula Koke i-lockdown sesikhangelele ukuthi siza kuyawoda kwavuka sokuyi-lockdown. Sivele singasela zimali, singasela nisenti sikhangelele ukuthi sizavuka. Kunzima kakhulu, kunzima engakutsho ukuthi ngikhuluma nje kathe sisabe sisesigula i-stress ukucabanga kakhulu, emotionally susiba affected njengomuntu ongumama. Awulayo nini sisipendile over Christmas sizitshela ukuthi sizasebenza kanti sesihlezi phansi kula plan asazi lokuthi siqalela ngapi sisiya ngapi. So besikhangelela ukuthi at least nga uhulumende uthe sithi lockdown kwaba lokunye njengasinceda ngakho njengabantu abangomama maybe abakhangelela lokuphilela abantwana maybe njengabantu abaphila ngokuthengisa abazisebenza ama-cross border traders sanikwa nje maybe ongamala allowance ongama-COVID allowances okuncane khonokho okuthi lathi sikwanisa ukuthi sithengele abantwana ukudla even ama-food wampa nje kodwa lokhu sakwanisa ukuthi uhulumende abe lakho asincedisa khona.
Hayo angari mamwe emadzimai anorarama nekutengetengesa nemabasa emaoko vachitsanangudzawo zvavari kusangana nazvo muupenyu pasi peurongwa hwelockdown muZimbabwe kuti pange pachidzivirirwa kutapuriranwa kwechirwere cheCOVID-19. Haiwa hama dzinodiwa, hanzi chisingaperi chinoshura. Nhasi unowu tasvika kumagumo kwechirongwa chedu chanhasi. Bakwiti, kutiwa kusinwa kudedelwani woti lami ndidedele kwavanyu. Isikati asisavumi ukuba sikhubekele phambili siloke sikulolu hlelo sezidliwe ngumangoyi. Sesizalugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Ngilethe mba lilukholisile kulokho okuvele eMelika izigigaba kade zisenzakala khona lalabo abesifazane labo abazama ukuthi banakekele izimuli zabo ngendlela ezehlukeneyo. Likhuthazeke ukubana lilondoloze impilo ngoba iCOVID-19 iyabulala njalo kayikhethi. Asilondoloni ukuhlanzeka, asigqokeneni amamaski lapho sisiya phandle, singabuthani duzane laduzane, siminyezelene, simaintaine i-social distancing. Oselivalelisa kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ngu-President Jeremiah. Muva nekurara kwakanaka nhasi unouyu tabva tasvika kumagumo kwechirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndinoda kutenda zvikuru mai Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa vanenge navo muchirongwa chanhasi pamwe chete nemadzimai akazvipira kuti vange vachitaura nezvavari kusangana nazvo. Vatataura navo muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Morara zvakanaka. Ndi Praxedes Jeremiah. We've come to the end of our program today. I hope you did enjoy it and you witnessed whatever was happening in the United States yesterday. But now we've come to the end of the program because we've run out of time. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mrs. Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa, whom I had in this program. And she was so hospitable that she could speak in both languages, in Shona, English, and in Ndebele. So with the difficulties of this pandemic, we have had to broadcast from home. I wouldn't have managed to do all this if she wasn't so generous as to give her part of her time to us. Thank you so much.